Trans cyclists win races against females in Washington, Switzerland. By Paul Bois on August 22, 2023. Two transgender cyclists, men living as women, beat their female competitors at races in Washington and Switzerland, with one collecting a $566 cash prize. In Switzerland, Kian Geisen won first place in the women's fixed gear racing final as part of the Zurich Rit event that was being held in the middle of the city, according to Redux. Geisen won 500 Swiss francs, the equivalent of $566. In Richmond, Washington, 35-year-old cyclist Claire Law, a man living as a woman, beat out two teenage girls to win the 1/2/3 Women's Northwest Elimination Champion at the Jerry Baker Velodrome. In a live stream of the event, Law was seen crushing his teenage opponents, noted Redux. As the third-place rider Lucy Dorer, 15, was eliminated, second-place rider Lucy Scoville, aged 17, can be seen completely dropping back for the last lap, and not even bothering to compete with Law, who sailed ahead to what appeared to be an easy victory. The Independent Council on Women's Sports, which has advocated for fairness in women's sports, said that Law has previously appeared on women's podiums consistently for years and joins over 50 men competing in women's cycling in recent years. Geisen had previously protested the Union Cycliste International's UCI decision to ban transgenders from official UCI events if they had gone through puberty. The organization determined that the previous barrier based on testosterone levels was not sufficient to completely eliminate the benefits of testosterone during puberty in men. The group FEMMES, which promotes intersectional feminist discussions in cycling, strongly condemned the decision. "We from FEMMES CC strongly condemn UCI's decision to essentially ban trans women from competitive cycling. This decision has no basis in scientific findings and has only been implemented because of the current transmisogynistic political climate and pressure from trans-exclusionary organizations. We won't be attending any event that follows UCI guidelines as we won't financially support organizations like this," the group posted on Instagram, where Geisen can be seen in a photo. "We stand for an intersectional feminist approach to the sport, and bioessentialism is dangerous for everyone. They won't stop with trans women. Fuck UCI," the group concluded. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.